A big Supreme Court decision today about workplace discrimination. Here's the gist of the case. The employer, Goodyear Tire, won, and a female employee who alleged sex-based discrimination lost. Joining us is Dahlia Lithwick. She's the legal analyst for the online magazine Slate. Dahlia, tell us what exactly was the issue in this morning's case.
Sure, Alex. Lily Ledbetter worked at Goodyear Tire Company in Alabama from 1979 to 1998. And for most of that time, Goodyear tied your race to your performance evaluation. She filed a claim under the Equal Pay Act in 1998 saying, hey, my bad evaluations mean that I've been getting less and less and less money. My raises are smaller and smaller, to the point that she was making $6,000 a year less than the lowest paid man in the same position. She said this was gender discrimination. A jury agreed that it was gender discrimination. A court of appeal said, sorry, too late, you're time barred. And today the Supreme Court agreed, and Ledbetter lost her appeal.
And why do you think she lost?
Well, the court said, look, there's a rule here. There's a clear rule in the statute. It says there's a 180-day deadline to file your gender discrimination claim under this statute, and that it's simply too late. Ledbetter had been arguing that every single check she got, in fact, started the clock again, and that made it okay to file, as recently as she did. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision penned by Justice Sam Alito, the newest justice, said, no way. You know, you can't do that. Under that logic, you could go back and be filing claims for things that happened 20 years ago. Essentially, he said, employers need to know that they're a little free and clear at some point. They can't be open, you know, for all of eternity to these claims that, for things that he says, quote, are long past.
Who are the dissenters in this case?
The four sort of typically liberal justices, led by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who wrote quite an angry dissent today, saying that the court logic in the majority part, quote, overlooks the common characteristics of pay discrimination. She says pay discrimination, these disparities emerge over a very long period of time. Employers are not saying, hey, we gave you a bad evaluation because we really hate women, so you're not getting a raise. These things are secret. They're hidden. They take a long, long time. It takes a while to figure out, and you can't sort of shut the door after 180 days on these kinds of cases. And at the end, she actually launches a plea to the Congress to say, look, this is the most narrow, crabbed rule, vision of our employment laws, our discrimination laws. Please, Congress, go in and fix this.
Dahlia, this is not the first 5-4 decision we've seen of late. Why do you think we're getting so many of these?
Well, I think that it's not just the number of them, which is, as you point out, increased. It's also the kinds of cases that are going 5-4. They're splitting on fairly predictable conservative liberal lines, and it's the big, big cases, Alex. It's abortion, it's war on terror cases, and the environment cases, and things like this, discrimination cases. It certainly sort of bucks the theme that Chief Justice John Roberts was promising last year, that we'd have more unanimity, more narrowness, more humility. I think the justices want what they want, and what they want splits on ideological lines.
Real quickly, Dahlia, any other juicy cases coming up?
The one we're most excited about and looking forward to is the question about whether elementary and high schools can use race in deciding admissions. There's another fun one on Bong Hits for Jesus, but stay tuned.
All right. Slate's Dahlia Lithwick, thank you so much.
My pleasure.